Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Free Talk Live.
It's Free Talk Live, and you're invited. So if you want to join us here on the radio, you can. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Let's see. I believe the Penguin is on his way in with me, Ian. We also have online...
Nobody.
Nobody? How you doing, dude?
Nobody could be better.
That's what I'd like to hear. Penguin is walking in as we speak, as we roll into the final weekend of 2022, and we will be here, by the way, throughout the weekend on New Year's Eve and New Year's Day, so we're going to be bringing you live content throughout. In fact, I believe nobody of you guys are going to be doing New Year's Eve. You're going to be ringing in the new year with Beard Talk Live tomorrow night, right?
It's true.
That'll be fun. You guys have been having a good time with that show, and what are you up to, close to 20 episodes now, I think, at this point? Getting there?
I think so.
Maybe 19 or somewhere in that range. Good evening, Penguin.
Hey.
And, of course, we got some big changes coming to Free Talk Live this weekend. Starting on Sunday, we're going to be getting rid of two entire commercial breaks per hour. So that's going to be a big change, one that's a little bit overdue, but better late than never. I feel like we should have done it 10 years ago, but, you know, the radio business doesn't move fast. And so I'm looking forward to that. It's going to be an interesting weekend. We'll see how that all shakes out. But, of course, the phones are always open. They're going to continue to be open throughout the weekend. If you want to join us here for New Year's and New Year's Day, we'd love to have you. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Now, nobody, last night at the end of the show, we found out, or we were talking about the news out of Colorado, that apparently they have completely legalized possession of personal amounts of certain psychedelic sort of natural drugs. Had you heard about that?
I've seen a little bit on the net, but very little, really.
Yeah, it caught me by surprise. Like, I thought that, I mean, I'd seen some stories about, like, Oregon, which, of course, did decriminalization of personal amounts of all drugs in 2020, and that was a big deal. But this is specifically, like, the stuff that kind of grows naturally. So the fungi and the plant-based things. So DMT, psilocybin, certain forms of mescaline, apparently, as well, are all now legal to grow and to possess in personal amounts in Colorado. So I just thought you might... I thought you would appreciate that. It was a ballot initiative, and over, I think, 53% of people voted for it.
It's always amazing...
I love Fun Gus.
It's always amazing.
A fun guy.
It's always amazing how they try to, like, criminalize breathing, right? Like, or like, that's the idea, right? You criminalize a plant. It's like, how are you actually going to enforce
criminalizing nature. Well, they've been enforcing it by throwing people in prison cells for decades.
It doesn't stop the plants from growing, though. No, they're natural.
So in related news, there's a doctor who's making headlines for prescribing ketamine to thousands of people online. And it's completely legal. And I want to talk about that coming up here in moments. But first, we go to Alu on the line here in New Hampshire. Go ahead, Alu.
Hey, how's it going? I got a bit of downtime at work and a busy day. I wanted to respond to a caller, I think last night, I believe his name was David. He asked why we think that the D.C. Empire, federal government in D.C. would not send in the troops and kill us all if we declare independence.
Yeah.
I mean, you answered it pretty well, but this is a question that I've addressed a lot in at least one of my books, in The Blueprint for Liberty, my first book, and it's on Amazon and everything, and I always have copies on me. Towards the end of the book, it's about independence, and I explain why it's totally a non-issue. I am not at all afraid that the federal government would use military force to attack a state that secedes. But guess what? If they attack us and it's an actual military battle, if you go through the military games exercise, because I kind of did the war games of it, and I think we'd actually win that war. So the federal government could not actually defeat even New Hampshire, a small state, in a war, and I explain why in the book.
I mean, even if the United States sent in the military, there's nothing that says we have to fight back, right? Like, it's like this is one of these things that it's an assumption that somebody will fight back.
Well, I think people would fight back.
It's possible.
I think it's guaranteed.
I'm not saying they won't. I'm just saying that there's an assumption that it would, just because you've declared independence, that you would fight a war in defense, right? But that's not necessarily the case.
Well, I mean, I think most people would, because at that point they are ready for independence, and then you have the tyranny coming in with crushing violence.
That might be.
And New Hampshire is well armed. I mean,
I guess what I'm trying to say is it seems like a poor argument not to declare independence, because if the concern is, oh, they're going to come and kill us, well, that's assuming that we fight back, right? So, or somebody fights back.
They may kill you anyway.
Well, right. Right. So that's, if anything, an argument for declaring independence, not for not declaring independence.
If your husband says, if you leave me, I'll kill you, that's actually going to chase her away more. That's more reason to leave your abusive partner. If they say, if you try to leave, I'll kill you.
Right, it should be.
I read that in the book. That's a great point. But also, I think Ian mentioned in the FNHI survey, that Survey USA did, but I think an average of around 6% of the people across the whole United States would support the federal government using military action against the state that declares peaceful independence, which is what we're trying to do in New Hampshire and, you know, Texas and other states as well. So like, that's another big reason. But I actually go through the actual war games. You go through an actual war, the federal government with all of their might and everything versus the state of New Hampshire, and I explain why I don't think they could win that war. At best, it would be a stalemate. Afghanistan, 20 years and trillions of dollars down the hole, and a stalemate. But
look at Afghanistan. I mean, like you said, they spent trillions of dollars over two decades, and they literally could not defeat a bunch of cave dwellers, right?
Yep, with maybe a few AKs. You know, that's obviously, a few hundred thousand.
They had some ingenuity for sure. Like, IEDs were definitely a problem, and suicide bombers. But they didn't have a budget. Didn't have machine guns.
Yeah, I mean, that was mostly a war of attrition, right? So, yeah. I mean, that's the funny thing. It's like there's nothing that says anybody has to really get up and fight like a war. Like, I don't think they really fought a war in Afghanistan, not a traditional war.
Not two sides standing on a field.
I think you're missing the definition of war of attrition. War of attrition means basically fighting until you run out of people.
I thought war of attrition was more like guerrilla warfare, not necessarily guerrilla warfare, but basically you fight back a little bit, but not in any substantial way, and you just wait for the enemy to, run out of resources, basically.
Now, I don't know if there's a specific term for that. I would call it hanging fire, hang fire is when you pull the trigger and the round doesn't fire immediately.
So, Alu, how did you, said you did this wargaming where you kind of tried to figure out what might happen. How did you run those calculations?
Well, I think on a very basic level, the things they could do to defeat New Hampshire is either a tremendous bomb, either nuclear bomb or regular whatever incendiary bomb, and blow up places in New Hampshire, which one wouldn't work because there's no place to target. They could blow up the state house, but you and I wouldn't need in mind. That would be,
that would help us out.
They could blow up every house in the state, which, again, it would be the worst PR disaster in history of all humanity, and it would kill their own supporters as well, and Massachusetts people. Or they could do a nuclear bomb and kill everyone on the whole East Coast, including D.C. They wouldn't do that.
That doesn't make sense.
Or they can send in people to go door-to-door across 1.4 million people, most of which are armed, into their houses and try to kill them, which literally, militarily, they would not succeed. They couldn't do it. They would actually fail.
Yeah, that definitely seems like a losing plan, and you're right. Dropping a nuke.
They can't go big with bombs, and they can't go door-to-door, so they actually probably can't win that war.
The other big problem for them bringing their nuclear arsenal to bear is that we border on Canada, and Canada is not going to be happy about having fallout flowing over their border.
That's a good point.
What about the United States? I mean, we wouldn't be taking mass with us, and Boston's Boston alone's got 1.something million people, which is comparable to all of New Hampshire.
Well, don't forget Martha's Vineyard.
That's true. You could not nuke Manchester without taking Boston out.
I saw a video a while ago that explained all this. The smallest nuclear bomb in the world, which I think India has a few and the United States has a few, the smallest nuclear bomb that exists right now would affect like a third of the world or something as far as the nuclear fallout in the air, and it would really, really make it sick. So it would hurt me as well. But
Alu, plug the book that you were talking about. What's the book?
Yeah, The Blueprint for Liberty. It explains why we have this seat as well.
The Blueprint for Liberty, go to, is it thelibertyblock.com?
LibertyBlock.com.
I always get that wrong. Damn it. LibertyBlock. I think I got to get this right by now. LibertyBlock.com. Alu Axelman, thanks for calling in tonight,
thanks
man.
So much.
I appreciate it. The phones are open here and you can join us. This is Free Talk Live.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at GCNfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to GCNfood.com. GCNfood.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
It is Free Talk Live. The phones are open here. The number 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Ian, Chris, nobody here tonight. You can join the show. You can bring up anything you want to discuss. And Free Talk Live, of course, is brought to you by Bitcoin.com. Bitcoin.com is where you can go to learn about cryptocurrency like Bitcoin and Bitcoin Cash. Just head on over there, click Get Started at the top of the page, and start learning some of the basics about cryptocurrency, which is what you ought to do before you get into it and maybe make a critical mistake, like a lot of the people who bought coins on FTX and then just left them sitting there. And the old rule is not your keys, not your coins. These are some of the things you need to understand about cryptocurrency, like decentralization. Why is that such a benefit when it comes to the idea of transferring value from one person to the next? Head over to Bitcoin.com and click Get Started at the top of the page. As we continue here, back to your phone calls and thoughts, we've got Riley on the line here at calling from Utah. Go ahead, Riley.
So I'm really excited about the fact that psychedelics are being decriminalized in Colorado. That's an exciting development for me. But I want to comment about this church in Utah that is called the Divine Assembly.
Before you do, I'm curious. I want to hear about the Divine Assembly, but I'm a little rusty on my geography out west. Is Colorado border? Does it border Utah in the south?
It does. It's on the east. It's east of Utah.
Okay, interesting. All right, go ahead. Tell me about this church. What's it called? Divine what?
So it's called the Divine Assembly, and it's a church that allows for psilocybin usage as a sacrament.
Ooh.
And I don't know how long this church has been around. I don't believe they have a set location for their, you know, services or whatever, but they are advocating for safe use of psilocybin in Utah as spiritual sacrament. So that, to me, is an exciting thing.
I think so, too. Now, has Utah had any kind of experience as far as legal challenges to, the law on this basis? Like, New Hampshire has had this happen. It was in December 2020, when a case went to the New Hampshire Supreme Court and was ruled unanimously in the favor of the individual who brought the case, who had been convicted at a superior court in New Hampshire of possession of psilocybin, aka psychedelic mushrooms, and he was sent to prison for that, but it was overturned completely by the Supreme Court here, where the New Hampshire Supreme Court said the New Hampshire Constitution clearly protects the right of worship, and that includes being able to worship how you want to worship. And so they overturned that. So we're one of the few places where that's actually been acknowledged by the courts. Anything going on there in Utah in that range?
I haven't heard anything, no, at all. So I do know that potentially coming up in the 2023 legislative year, they're probably going to be looking at using psychedelics as for therapy here in Utah.
Wow, in Utah of all places. I mean, you would think Utah would be a little bit trailing behind the rest of the country.
You would think
on these issues.
Yeah.
Is cannabis even legal there? Yeah, what's the status on that?
It's legal for medical purposes and for certain medical conditions. You have to get a medical card.
Got it.
And the other thing you were talking about last night is mescaline, and there is another mescaline-containing plant called San Pedro or Huachuma. It's a cactus found in South America, I believe, and it's also used ceremonially, and I've had experiences with that a few times, but not enough to really say, yeah, this is what it's like. I've just had some mild experiences with it.
Last night
I dreamt of San Pedro.
Is that what that line's about?
I don't know, but it just occurred to me when he said that.
I've never had the opportunity to do mescaline, and I don't know what it was like. I mean, you said you've done it a few times, Riley?
I have, yeah. Mm-hmm. It's a very mild high, I would say.
Hmm. What about nobody? Have you had experience with that one?
I've had experience with mescaline. Oh, God, purple microdot. But it's not always a mild high. It depends on how much of it you take. Like anything, if you take a lot of mescaline, it can be a very intense trip.
I'm sure.
And even more so if you take it in the natural peyote form, I guess. But, you know, if you take a moderate amount, you're going to have a moderate trip.
So is the Divine Assembly based in Utah?
Yes, it is.
Okay. Have you met with these folks?
It was started by, what's that?
Have you met with them? Have you gone to, you know, meeting or meetup or?
I have met them. I went to a festival they were doing over the summer, and I met them. They seem like really nice guys. It was actually started by a former Mormon who was also a former senator, so that's pretty cool to me.
That is interesting. I'm looking here at their website. It is thedivineassembly.org. Apparently they've been covered in Rolling Stone magazine. You can join the church. They describe themselves as a magic mushroom church protected by the Religious Freedom Restoration Act. Our mushroom sacrament helps us connect with the divine. Worship on your own or as an active part of TDA's healthy, interconnected community. Very interesting. Riley, anything else about it you want to share?
I don't have anything else I want to share about that specifically. I'm just really excited that at least this hasn't gotten any pushback in Utah.
Oh, it will.
It will get some, definitely.
Yeah, for sure. People are afraid of this stuff.
The interesting thing about Utah is there's a wild card, which is there's a lot of Mormons who would like to be practicing polygamy, and they might recognize that an expansive definition of religious liberty works in their favor, even if they don't approve of the ends. So partially it depends on how strategically they think.
That's a good point.
Right.
Riley, anything else you want to share?
I just want to thank you guys for your service, and I'm looking forward to 2023.
All right, brother. Thanks for the call tonight. Definitely appreciate hearing from you. The number here, by the way, Riley is the guy that does the Free Talk Live Daily Digest, which, of course, you see in our podcast feed at freetalklive.com. You can go to feeds.freetalklive.com, and you can subscribe to that. We are going to be making some changes to the podcast feed. It's going to be a big weekend for changes here on Free Talk Live. We had an experiment that started a few months ago where the idea was, okay, well, we're just going to go to the digest only in the podcast, and the thought was that, okay, it's a shorter show. That means maybe it'll get more listens, maybe it'll be shared more often, but turns out the numbers overall are still, they're on decline, so we haven't seen any sort of great jump as a result of that, and so we're going to go back to sort of the old way where the feed will include both the full show and the digest, and so that's that experiment is going to end as of tonight. So people that have been clamoring to have the full show back in the regular feed, that will be happening again starting tonight. So but Riley's still welcome to be doing his digest. I presume he will continue to do that as he has been doing. But I mean, he may go back to like the shorter format of like 20 or 30 minutes, which I think is his preference. So, but we'll see. That's one of the things that is changing over this weekend. So you can join us here on the air. The number 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Maybe we can talk a little bit more about the Divine Assembly. I'm going to dig a little bit deeper into them because that's interesting. And also other things in the news. This ketamine story, we can get into that. And I haven't even had a chance to find out what Chris wants to talk about tonight. I imagine he's got something, so we'll find that out too. The number 603-283-6160. You can join the show and bring up what you want here on Free Talk Live.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
U.S. KSA News Update. Police confirm an arrest has been made in the brutal murders of four Idaho college students.
Detectives arrested 28-year-old Brian Christopher Kohlberger.
Moscow, Idaho Police Chief James Fry.
These murders have shaken our community, and no arrest will ever bring back these young students.
Latah County Prosecutor Bill Thompson.
Charging the defendant, Mr. Kohlberger, with four counts of first-degree murder, in addition to felony burglary.
The suspect is in Pennsylvania awaiting extradition on Tuesday. Southwest Airlines says it's eager to return to a state of normalcy with minimal disruptions. FlightAware reports more than half of Southwest flights were canceled on Thursday alone, with a total exceeding 2,300. The first New Year's Six Bowl game of the season takes place from Miami Gardens tonight. Tennessee and Clemson clash in the Orange Bowl. Dave Collins, USA News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live. Phones are open. You can join us here. The number is 603-283-6160. And bring up anything you want. Ian, Chris, and Nobody here joining you. And again, that number is 603-283-6160. Online, we have a lot of features. And one of those is our social media platform. It's running a Mastodon software, which is open source. It is something that is self-hosted, so we're running it on our own server. There's not some big megatech corporation behind it. You just go to social.freetalklive.com, and you can get signed up there and bring up and, you know, post whatever things you want to. You get a lot more freedom to speak when you're at social.freetalklive.com. Let's go to the phones here. We got more on the way here. Plus, we can talk about this ketamine story coming up. The doctors legally prescribing ketamine to thousands of people and doing it online. But Chris Cantwell is on the line here. Chris, pretty fresh out of prison, just got out about a week and a half ago at this point. Chris, you called in to kind of update our listeners as to what's been going on with you. And here you are again. What's on your mind tonight?
So, as many of your listeners will recall, I was involved in the Unite the Right rally in Charlottesville, Virginia in August of 2017, and there was a civil lawsuit involved in that case, which I defended myself pro se in, along with a number of my co-defendants.
You you had called in actually during this time frame because you had been removed from federal prison, sent to Charlottesville or that area, and you were in a local jail being held during this trial. So you were no longer in the communications management unit, and you were able to actually make a phone call out. So you had actually called us during that time to kind of give us a rundown on what happened. If I recall correctly, the situation was basically that the people who had sued you were using the term, you used the term lawfare, where they were using the law, using the courts to try to financially ruin you over this this event that that you had attended, where essentially there's some political disagreements between you and the people who brought the suit. And if I recall correctly, the intention was to just basically make it so you had to hire lawyers, or in your case, you did it yourself because you couldn't afford a lawyer, and you know, bog you down with a ton of legal crap that you have to spend your time and effort on. What else was sort of the purpose of this?
Well, I mean, that was basically the idea that they're hoping to chase us around for the rest of our lives, trying to recover money. And so, to basically, you know, I mean, there's an article in Forward.com, the headline of which is, "This Jewish lawyer wants to break the back of the violent white nationalist movement." And she basically went on to say that, you know, they have no expectation of actually collecting any money from us, but that they're going to make our lives miserable anyway, because that's the whole entire purpose of the enterprise. And so, the verdict came down at the end of November last year, but the court still hadn't issued a judgment on that verdict. I had been making motions seeking more time because the communications management unit was doing as they're reputed to do and interfering in the litigation. And 6 days after I was released from prison, I submitted my post-trial motion and final to the court. Today, the court came out and denied my motion for more time, and
of course they did.
Posted. Yeah, they have not posted the motion that I filed accordingly. Fortunate for me, I did get to like jot down, you know, a lot of my thoughts and handwritten motions and send them to the court, and the court did address a number of those arguments in the decision that came down today. I was asking them to set the verdict aside because they sued us claiming that it was a racially motivated violent conspiracy, and they had six counts. The first two counts needed to have that element. It was, they were federal civil rights claims, but the jury deadlocked on those counts, and so they didn't have a verdict for racially motivated violent conspiracy, is the fact of the matter.
Mm-hmm.
And but they, there's two subsequent counts, three and four. There was like this Virginia hate crime statute, and the Virginia hate crime statute could be racially motivated violence, vandalism, or harassment, okay? And you can't sue me for violence and then collect a hate speech reparations consolation prize afterwards, you know? If you show up to a demonstration, you don't like the speech that's going on there, you can't sue me for harassment afterwards, and if you did, you'd get laughed out of court, you know? But the jury found us liable on those Virginia state statutes without finding us liable on the federal statutes. And so I argued, you know, the verdict should be set aside because you can't, if they do find racially motivated violent conspiracy, that's the whole point of the case.
Let me ask you something, Camel. There's two different, one you're talking about a criminal, right? And the other you're talking about civil, is that correct?
Well, right now I'm not talking about criminal at all. Like, I went through a criminal case.
So these were two civil cases?
No, it's the same case. It's the same case.
There's one civil action that contains six counts.
Okay, understood.
Okay.
And some of these counts are federal and some are state? Am I understanding that correctly?
They didn't find us liable on the federal counts is the point, right? And they found us liable on the state counts. But the state counts are more permissive, okay? So the federal counts, you had to find a racially motivated violent conspiracy, and the jury didn't find that, okay? But the jury asked during deliberations, you know, the jury can send a question out to the court, mm-hmm. right? One of the questions they asked was, are words a form of violence under the First Amendment? Okay? And so the court was obviously like, no, that's ridiculous. Go back, you know, figure out your verdict, okay? And so they came back deadlocked on the first count, and it's obvious what happened here, okay? They held us liable for what we said on the Virginia counts, because the Virginia counts said racially motivated violence, vandalism, or harassment. They're saying essentially that the demonstration was harassment, okay?
That's first. Nonsense. I mean, that's protected First Amendment kind of stuff.
Exactly. And so, but the statute is written ridiculous, okay?
Mm-hmm.
The statute says violence, vandalism, or harassment, and it's one law, okay? So they don't, like, there's not an interrogatory on the verdict form that says, which one was it, all right? Mm-hmm. But you can infer from the fact that they didn't find a verdict on the first two counts that what they found was not violence,
mm-hmm.
you know? We showed that they attacked us. We defended ourselves. And by the way, we didn't do anything to any of these plaintiffs. You know, James Fields crashed his car into the crowd. There's nothing we could do about that. But none of us knew James Fields.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And so the jury comes back with this verdict and gives all but two of the plaintiffs $1 in compensatory damages. Compensatory is like what you're owed, what your actual damages are. And then hit me and my other defendants with $500,000 each in punitive damages. Okay.
Mm.
And on the fourth count, which didn't contain a conspiracy element, it was, but it's the same idea, it's the same statute. They held us liable for $250,000 each to two plaintiffs for $500,000, and then $200,000 each in punitive damages.
Okay.
The court came out today. The Virginia law limits punitive damages to $350,000 per action. So the entire lawsuit, the punitive damages were limited to $350,000, which is big because they got like millions with all of the defendants and all of the counts. They got, you know, $20 million in punitive damages or something like that. Now it's down to $350,000 split between 25 defendants.
Wow. Okay, that's a big change.
Yeah, it's a huge change. You know, I mean, I'm on the hook for like $100,000 because me and five other guys were sued on count four, and they gave them $500,000 in compensatory damages. So I get like $100,000 in compensatories, and that's a little bit more difficult to do away with.
Yeah. Is that divided evenly like that? Because usually I thought it was they could go after each person for the total amount, potentially.
You know, I really don't entirely understand this, but the way the judge broke it down was like he says the reason he came to the conclusion that he did was we were arguing in part that the punitive damages were excessive on account of that they only gave $1 in compensatory damages on count three, okay? You can't have a ratio of compensatory to punitive damages of 500,000 to one. It's unconstitutional, okay?
Hmm.
And so there's case law that says it's a violation of due process, okay? And so the judge says, well, I guess...
Hold that thought. We'll continue here with Chris Cantwell and an update on the civil case out of Charlottesville, Virginia, that he's been dealing with for the last couple of years. We'll find out a little bit more about this as the people who had their feelings hurt have decided that they're going to sue. And there's more coming up here in moments. You can share your thoughts as well. This is Free Talk Live.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
Live. The phones are open if you want to join in here. The number is 603-283-6160. We'll get into the story about the doctor that's prescribing ketamine to thousands of people online. And apparently it's completely legal. See, and Chris and nobody here tonight. We're going back to your phone calls and thoughts with Christopher Cantwell on the line here. He is out of prison after being punished for essentially having an online spat with somebody that he didn't get along with, and the FBI decided they were going to get involved in that, turn him into a political prisoner for the last 3 years of his life. Regardless of what you think about his views on things, and, you know, he's definitely changed his views over the years. But, Chris, you are finally out of federal prison, but the harassment hasn't ended by the state and its connected individuals. You've been targeted by some attorneys down in Charlottesville, Virginia for the last couple of years in a civil case, and you just got an update in that case today that you've been regaling us with here. Basically, it sounds like the amount that you thought you were going to be paying, which was closer to $1 million, around 700 something thousand, is now closer to $100,000 after the judge issued the recent ruling. Am I following you correctly on this?
Yeah, that's about the math that that I've worked out here. I'm still processing the thing, and they also we haven't gotten the ruling on their attorney's fees. They're coming after us for like $16 million
in
attorney's
fees
and costs, and we haven't gotten the ruling on that yet.
Wow. Yeah. Well, I mean, either way, you are not exactly well-heeled at this moment. As I understand it, at your website, ChristopherCantwell.net, you've been doing fundraising just to try to get your podcast back on the air. I mean, you're hoping to just barely pay rent. How are they expecting you to pay even $100,000, let alone, you know, $1 million of an attorney's fee?
And are these civil judgments dischargeable by bankruptcy?
So the attorney's fees will be dischargeable through bankruptcy.
Mm-hmm.
Since I have been sued for an intentional tort, the compensatory damages that I'm being held liable for, which is the bulk of the number that we just uttered, that is going to be it's going to be more difficult to discharge.
Mm.
But, you know, the attorney's fees are the same thing, like I said before. If you sue me for a racially motivated violent conspiracy and you don't get that, well, you can't – the fact that you spent $25 million trying to come up with that, you know, it doesn't – it's not my fault, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You tried to prove a case. You failed to prove it. You got a consolation prize in the end. And the idea that I'm going to be on the hook for, what, $17 million is kind of out there.
Yeah, it's crazy.
So, you know, we're definitely going to be looking into an appeal. The judge addressed my argument that they only could have found us liable for our words, and address would be a strong word. He just dismisses it outright. He's just like, no, that's what happened. And then he just moves on.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's going to be one of the primary grounds for the appeal, is that, you know, if you don't have the federal case, then you don't have a violent conspiracy, and you can't hold me liable for harassment when you show up and you stalk me in a city. You know, we tried to avoid these people. The whole point of, like, what we were doing was to try to keep us separated from them, and they did everything in their power to get at us, and that's mm-hmm. their fault. It's not ours, you know. So
that's, if I recall correctly, you guys had reached out to the Charlottesville Police Department in advance of this thing and basically said where you're going to be, what your plan was, and you asked for protection, didn't you?
Yes, we did, and that protection was not forthcoming.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and so, you know, this
surprise,
is
surprise, surprise.
So, yeah, I've been to these demonstrations in other places, and the guys who I was with have done them a lot more than I have. And we always know that these Antifa people, you know, Antifa became on the tip of everybody's tongue in 2020, but we've known about these people for years. And so, you know, we knew that they were dangerous, and the feds knew they were dangerous, too. Like, the Department of Homeland Security put out this, like, this notice and stuff like that. And, you know, the feds were involved. Everybody knew about what was going on there, and they just let it happen. You know, and I think that it was intentional. I think they wanted to blame it on the president, and they did. You know, I mean, you still hear, you know, Joe Biden bring up Charlottesville whenever he talks about Donald Trump. It's crazy.
Well, I mean, the reality is the feds are going to be as embedded in the Antifa as they are within, you know, the white nationalist movement.
Oh, for sure.
They embed themselves in any kind of political movement that's out there, especially the ones where they think they can gin up people to be violent. I mean, so the fact is the feds are Antifa and they are the white nationalists, you know, in a lot of cases.
Well, and there's
the government is the terrorist.
And if there aren't any, they just make them.
Go ahead, Chris. Sorry.
And it tells you something very troubling, that, like, we don't have anything on these people, right? These, it's not like it's plausible that the feds don't know what Antifa is doing. You know, they're going and setting federal courthouses on fire and killing cops, for Christ's sake. So the idea that the feds are just like, oh no, this is just an idea. We don't, you know, it's not plausible, you know. These people are being aided by intelligence agencies, mm-hmm. what's going on. It's the same thing with all this Twitter nonsense, and it's dirty as hell, and I'm not going to stop fighting it.
Well, Chris, thanks for the update here tonight, and I've checked out a couple of your blogs over at ChristopherCantwell.net. If you want to see what Chris has been up to, see if he's changed his mind about anything recently, you can find his recent episode of still named Radical Agenda for now, although it sounds like you've got a plan to change that in the future.
That's right. Radical Agenda Stage 6 is going to be the conclusion of the Radical Agenda, at which point I'm going to rebrand and move on to other things, but I'm just getting started, fellas. So, ChrisopherCantwell.net, Stage 6, Episode 0, I sort of tell the story of, you know, going to prison and, you know, how we got here and what I plan to do going forward. It's an interesting listen for anybody's interested.
Do you have a prison story you want to share tonight? Because, I mean, you can't go to prison for 3 years and not pick up a few stories.
You know, I, off the top of my head, I gotta, you know, you gotta be careful what you say about what happens in prison, you know?
Sure.
The place where I was at was, what was interesting about it, even though they interfered in my litigation and made my communications very difficult,
mm-hmm.
the upside is that, you know, political prisoners are good to be around in prison. Like, they're calm. They're not screaming all the time. They're not fighting all the time,
mm-hmm.
you know?
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, you're a bunch of, like, Muslims and white nationalists hanging out watching the news. You know, it's really not that big of a deal. You know, we had a pretty good time. So,
all right, man. Hey, thanks for the call tonight, Chris. I appreciate
thank you very much.
From you.
Take care.
The number here is 603-283-6160 if you want to join the show here tonight. Of course, you can bring up absolutely anything that's on your mind. You guys have any other comments about Chris and his situation?
Nah.
Nobody?
No.
All right. 603-283-6160. So this headline caught my attention. It's about ketamine, which is a drug that is illegal to possess without a prescription. It's known for being fairly trippy, from what I understand. It is one of the ones that I've only ever heard about. I've not had any personal experience with it. Nobody, have you?
Yeah, it's fun. It's a relatively mild down. It can be very intense in larger quantities, and that's true of anything. Whatever the substance is, the difference between, you know, food and poison is dosage.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it could have been fun.
So, again, if you're ever going to do some sort of a drug, you want to do your research first. I recommend Arrowid.org and get in there and read about things extensively before you decide to try it. But the interesting thing about this story is apparently you can now get prescriptions for ketamine online, and it's completely legal. According to this piece here from, looks like, the Washington Post, ketamine, which is sometimes abused as a street drug, has shown promise in treating depression and anxiety. But instead of dispensing it in a clinic or under the strict protocols endorsed by the Food and Drug Administration, a South Carolina physician orders generic lozenges online for patients to take at home. He says this practice, though controversial, has benefited more than half of his 3,000 patients. He said in an interview, "People are beating a path to my door." He's part of a wave of doctors and telehealth startups that are capitalizing on the pandemic-inspired federal public health emergency declaration, which waived a requirement for healthcare providers to see patients in person to prescribe controlled substances.
Mm.
So this is one of the benefits here of what happened during the COVID restrictions was they actually opened up the medical market a little bit. And now you can get these prescriptions without actually having to physically go and sit in a doctor's waiting room and then sit in front of an actual doctor because you can just do it over a video call. And so that's what we're going to talk about here a little bit more. And maybe you've had experience with this. They're calling it telehealth. The number is 603-283-6160. And I think this is a move in the right direction. The more accessible that we can make things like this, the safer people are going to be. If you're getting ketamine through an actual doctor under doctor's advisement, you're going to be safer likely than just scoring it on the street somewhere when you don't really know what you're getting from who. There's more coming up here in moments. Hour number two is next.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.